Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our new friend, Drew Williams. He's the co-author of Feed the Startup Beast. He's also the managing partner at New Revenue Partners. And Drew, thanks again for hanging out with us. Feed the Beast.biz, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, that's the website. You can find the book wherever books are sold. A 7-step guide to big, hairy, outrageous sales growth. That's what the book's all about. Drew, I want to talk to you about this startup, the thing that's so interesting going right now. Back when back in all the other recessions that we've come out of in the last 30 years, the startup activity afterwards was tremendous. I started my business, the original business that gave rise to what I'm doing right now, I started in 89. I'd just been downsized twice, actually, in a couple of years. And so I started my own business. I didn't have any money, but I had some equity and I had some credit. And so I rubbed a couple of credit cards together and I threw in some home equity. And over a period of time, I built up some critical mass, right? When the Great Recession hit, everybody kept saying back in 08, 09, everybody kept saying, well, just wait till the startups get going. This economy will really explode. I predicted that it wouldn't be the case, that there would not be startup growth like we've had in the past, because I knew that home equity was gone and the credit cards had squished down all the lines of credit people had. And they just started doing that in the spring of 08. So I knew that kind of credit wasn't going to be available, and that's the mother's milk of startups for a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely right.
So what do you what does someone have to do these days? We talked earlier that the key is capital. You got to have something. You got to rub two nickels together to get something done. What do you think?
Well, you're right, and the credit squeeze is still on. There's no question. Also, capital is not as available. So you've got to obviously, number one, spend less than you earn. So keep it really, really tight. And one of the approaches today is if you're absolutely brand new starting out, and if it's, say, you're building a product of some form, is to build the, they call it a minimum viable product. Build the least bit of product you can.
Right.
Get it out, test it.
Get something sold.
Customer.
Get something in the hand of a customer, somebody to give you some feedback,
yeah.
to eat your dog food, right?
Absolutely right. Sell one. And even if it's not quite the full version of, sell one, because that experience will load you up for, round two, which is tweaking it and getting it out again.
Yeah. A friend of mine was advising a startup who wanted to go into the soup business. True story. And the guy was asking about how to get launched. My friend said, Have you ever offered your soup to anybody else? He said, no. He said, how do you know people are going to want your soup?
Right.
He said, go give your soup away to somebody. Or go sell a cup of soup or something. You got to do that first, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, referring back to what we were talking about before the break, you've got to talk to customers, or you've got to talk to prospects if you don't have customers.
Right, right.
And they'll set you up. So you were talking about positioning earlier. They'll help you with your positioning. They'll help you with who your target audience is and refining that. There's a world of, they know everything you need to know.
Right.
And so that's the best single place to start, and can be very cost effective, because it's surprising how happy and willing people are to help. All you've got to do is ask.
And I like what you said about, you got to be willing to spend less than you make. And I'll tell you, I'm going to make a confession here. There were years when I started out my business back early in the early years where I qualified for the earned income tax credit. That means I was very, very poor. But because every nickel I got, I put into my business. For 2 years, Drew, I drove a car where the seat wasn't connected to the car because it would take $75 to bolt the seat back down to the car, and I didn't want to spend that money on my car. I wanted it in my business.
Yeah.
Now, that was not a smart thing to do, but my point is that's the attitude you got to have, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got to squeeze every penny. There's no question. And if you absolutely believe in what you're doing, some people will continue to invest ahead of the curve, so ahead of revenue.
Right.
And you can't say that's wrong either, because sometimes that's what it takes. But
I only got a minute. I want you to tell us about your company because it's an interesting model. Go ahead.
I spent 3 years in Boston. I sold my company. I was down there with the company that purchased me. I came back in 2003, started up New Revenue Partners. And where I wanted to focus it on was small business, and specifically startups who couldn't afford, who didn't have the resources to hire more expensive talent. So what we did, the model we built was one where we either risk share. So we'll defer our fees or parts of our fees based on performance at the back end, or we'll take equity in the business. And so what we did is we gave access to these small businesses, or at least we gave them access to normally higher price marketing talent. Which
you gave them access to some six-figure talent that they that they didn't have to pay for. They were able to put some sweat equity into it.
Exactly right. And if we do well and they do well, everybody's better off.
Interesting model, and one I think is going to be more. You're going to see more and more going forward. Give us that website, please, Drew.
Yeah, it's feedthebeast.biz, B-I-Z, and the other website is newrevenue.com, and new revenue is N-U.
Drew, come back again real soon. Thanks for being here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.